This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, my team needed me to protect the rim. We knew that they were going to be attacking late game to, try to, gain momentum. After those first two early fouls by me, I said to be smart, be vertical, and protect the rim.
Donovan Klingon with Brooke Olsen-Dam after the game last night as the Portland Trail Blazers knock off the Minnesota Timberwolves. In the second of a back-to-back, they take both 106-98, and Donovan Klingon went bonkers last night. 17 points, 12 rebounds, 8 blocked shots. Whoa.
Yeah, and this is why, I've seen quite a few Blazers fans in the sense of like, why didn't they take Zach Edey? And this is why you draft Donovan Klingon, is that the hope, the potential, like, you know that Edey's gonna be good. Good. Like, that's gonna be his. You know what he is, though. He spent 4 years in college. They ran an offense through him. He's going to post-mash you. He's going to be big in the paint. He's going to be a decent shot blocker, and just by virtue of being that big. But Donovan has he has preternatural ability as a rim protector. Like, this was the thing when, during the preseason, I said, look, his block rate is up there right now with quite literally the best players, the best rim protector shot blockers we've ever seen. And I'm not a guy, when I'm talking about projections, that I'm going to talk about a rookie who hasn't played a game in the NBA and saying he's going to be that guy. Like, you can just see it. Like, it's so unbelievably just there. And I did, because this is why. He just has – he had 5 blocks in the fourth quarter, Dusty.
Yeah, he was all over the – and he was on jump. One leg for most of it, because he went down and he landed on his hip. And Naz Reid?
No, Julius.
It was Julius Randle?
Yeah, put his knee in his hip.
Julius Randle almost entered my S list.
Yeah.
Because if he would have...
There's a little bit of a tent there.
If he would have hurt Donovan Klingon, I would have been very upset at him.
Look, I'm telling you right now, there's nobody happier that the Blazers have 3 days off right now than Donovan. Not only did he take that knee to the hip, he played more minutes than he has ever played.
Yeah, he was dragging at
Robert De Niro against Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
In the fan.
He was dragging at the end of that game.
Yeah.
He was dragging in a big way.
But he's just so big, and he's like, I want to say out of his 5 blocks in the fourth quarter, I think he only jumped on 2.
Well, Donovan Klingon joins a list that includes Ralph Sampson, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, Alonzo Mourning, Tim Duncan, and Victor Wembanyama. The only rookies in NBA history to have 17 or more points, 12 or more rebounds, and 8 blocks in a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like a decent list.
The list.
Yeah.
It ends right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the night that he had.
Yeah. And he currently leads the NBA in block rate.
It was incredible. Well, yeah, because he barely plays.
but that's the thing, is like, his, when he's on the floor,
yeah,
he blocks shots. Like, there is a hell nah factor that mm-hmm. happens throughout the game with him out there. What was, to me, the rebound and the block shots, like, that's the stuff that I expect from him. What was impressive was getting 17. Like, yeah, stepping up to the free throw line. He was a 55% free throw shooter in college. He goes 5 of 5 from the line. He, even though it's kind of janky and loose when he grabs an offensive rebound and it just kind of like goes back up, he just goes, I'm bigger than you.
Yeah.
And that's not a thing that, you know, you can really counter much of. And then you throw in, you know, he threw Rudy Gobert around like a rag doll.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
That's not normal. You want to extrapolate this and make it an even better night for one Donovan Klingon? Mm. Shaq, Wemby, Kevin Garnett, the only players 20 or younger to reach the stat line of 17, 12, and 8 that he had. So the 8 that we read, where all but one are Hall of Famers, and the one is still playing.
Yeah.
The list of that Donovan, and so what I'm saying is Donovan Klingon's going to go to the Hall of Fame. That's what I'm saying right now. Mm. Look, no, I'm not. But Wemby, Shaq, and this KG.
This was the draft profile, and we talked about him. Like,
and KG did it not in his rookie season because he was 18 years old as a rookie.
Baby. Yep. But this is what we talked about in the draft profile of him. Like, you know he can block shots. You know he can be a rim protector. And you know he can rebound. And everything else is kind of like, let's see what you can get at him. Can you? He's got some playmaking chops. Maybe he can develop a three ball. Can he be a high-level finisher that you don't necessarily have to run the offense for? Like, all of those things matter. And as much as we're talking about Klingon right now, we'll talk about Sharp, too.
Well, I think we need to keep on Klingon.
Yeah.
We can get to Shaden Sharp. What does this look like when DeAndre Ayton comes back, when Robert Williams is back? Because Donovan Klingon deserves more minutes. And we've talked about the ramp up, and you don't want to throw him out for too many minutes. But what does this rotation look like when those guys come back?
I mean, DA's going to start. That's going to continue to be it. Rob's not going to play on any back-to-backs. So there's going to be opportunities in there. But you're going to, as great as this night was, and I've already seen some people like, this is the future. And yeah, he's going to be the future. He's also going to have nights like he did just the other night where he picked up foul after foul after foul and he couldn't stay on the floor. So you can't just go, you're going to go play 30 minutes. Because number one, he's not capable of doing that right now. You heard Chauncey Billups in the postgame say he's absolutely gassed.
Yeah,
and if you go back and watch the tape, he was phenomenal. I'm not saying this is like as a detriment to him. He just needs to keep building there. When we're going to hit, you know, 30 games in late December, where he's going to basically have played his entire college season by the time the calendar year ends,
rookie wall hits,
and it's going to hit him like a truck. Just keep him going. That 16 to 22 minute or 18 to 24 thing is what Chauncey said last night. Like, keep him in that range. Keep him in that range and just look, if he's got it and he's cooking, and this is, I want to give Chauncey credit. Anybody who's got it going right now is staying on the floor. If you've got it going, Chris Murray last night, you got it going, stay on the floor. Robert Williams, got it going, stay on the floor.
Think about this rookie class though. He's not a starter, so he's not going to be, I mean, if he started, he would be jumping near or at the front of the line for rookie of the year with the numbers that he's put.
Reza Shea's starting to actually put stuff together.
He's putting together. He had a 33-point game the other night.
Yeah, he's starting to look pretty damn good. But yeah, no, he would. And that's my whole hesitation with anybody who was like, I want to take Klingon for rookie of the year. It's like, I don't know if he's going to get the minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's going to put up, and that's why I always said his per 36 numbers were going to be bonkers.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some nights. It's just, this is part of the deal. And like, for the first time in God knows how long, the Blazers have too many options at the big spot.
That's good.
They have too many options at the wing spot. And they're going to sort these things out. And everybody's like, they need to trade them now. No, they don't. They don't need to trade anybody right now. Somebody not playing 36 minutes a night is okay. Like, it's, I promise you, I remember last year, Shaden's playing too many minutes. Like, it's okay, guys.
I also think one thing to note on Donovan Klingon, where he's at, his headspace, he is okay with not being a starter. He is okay with growing in his rookie year.
Learning. He wants to, like, this is a guy who came off the bench last year, you know, not this past year where he was just in college, but the year before behind Adama Sanogo, and he was just like, that's his guy. Like, he learned so much from him, and like, he's doing, shout out to DA and Rob, because they love DC. They love him. Like, they those three guys, you know, when you have your different position groups in football, like, they just have that bond, and, you know, they'll take guys under their wings that show they want it, you know, and you've got good leaders. And look, I know DA's had his stuff. you know, where he's like, everybody tells me he is genuinely trying and he cares for DC and like how to showing him what to do, how to do. And Rob, every opportunity he can goes over to DC. Hey, see, you got to do this. Like it's going to be a minutes crunch. It's going to be a thing, but I don't think anybody is bothered by it right now.
And I think that as the season goes on, as the trade deadline looms, Robert Williams, not long for Portland, and if he keeps producing, that is a situation where his value keeps going up on the trade market for teams that would be in contention, and his skill set translates to a lot of systems in the NBA.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think injuries and perhaps desire aside, you would have a hard time finding a better three.
Oh, nobody has more
unit
depth
than the Portland Trailblazers have at the center spot.
No, nobody in the league has more depth at that big spot than Portland right now. It's not close.
The only problem is three greater than two.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well, look.
Is that like the old quarterback thing? You got two, you got none?
Yeah, I mean, not only that. The Rob stuff is like the Blazers are they're saying, well, you know, Chauncey pregame was like,
yeah, you say the Rob stuff or Rob?
The Rob stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, not the Rob stuff. Yeah, that's it.
I was like, what Rob do this time?
Yeah, I don't know.
Neil O'Shea going to get him fired again?
Again? He didn't get me. But no, the Rob stuff is, you know, they're saying, you know, because Rob wanted to play, but the org is like, no. No, sorry, dude. Like, you've played 41 games in the past 2+ years.
Yeah.
Just, we can't. So I think they made the right move. It's a bummer. I love Rob, and I want him to play, and I want him to be happy. But they do need to protect themselves and protect Rob until, you know, they can figure something out, or it shows that he's just not going to have those problems again.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.